one of the times we almost died, which was completely my fault, is I had this deep desire to ride 24 hours over a day. So basically bike through the night. And we're basically running low on money on the Alcan Highway. And I was just like, let's just push through. Let's just push bike all the way through on this on the Alcan.
For real.
And we're just going to go through this because we only have, like, it was during the height of the summer, so you only have three hours of darkness. And so we started biking through, and, you know, it gets about 12 o'clock at night, and we're still biking. Sun's not going down yet, and it's about 1, and it's dark. And semis are just blowing past us.
Man.
You don't realize how many semis go on that road until you're on there at 1 in the morning with just your blinking light in the middle of Alaska.
They're pushing wind against you and you're trying to stay out of the ditch.
Well, I was thinking that's usually like a lot of them will just use the overnights to drive, right? Because that's
exactly,
like there's nobody
exactly.
on the roads at that point. They don't have to
exactly.
think.
And they are flying.
Yeah, yeah.
And we ended up calling it and ended up camping in a swamp, I think, somewhere. Woke up the next morning and literally in a swamp and... but we survived. So
the almost dying, was that the dealing with the trucks and everything? You just kind of felt like they were
run over you? Well, there was one time that I think we did get run off the road, literally.
Really?
And,
like,
yeah.
Wow.
And we're just it just got to the point where we can't do this anymore. And,
yeah. Did you fall off the bike? Was it like a...
Yeah. Yeah, we did.
Wow.
So.
Well, in the emotional strain that
Seriously.
Hits you in those times is like crazy. It's
yeah.
like, I didn't know I could be this like high strung.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And the pitch a tent in the middle of a swamp, you got to be pretty scared.
You know, Adele and I had something.
When you think this is a good idea,
we had something kind of similar. We did just like a week tour before we did the West Coast to kind of get ready for it, and we went down through Florence, and it's like Honeyman State Park, I think, is down just down there. They got a bike camping area, and so we were shooting for that. We're like, we can camp for free or cheap, and we figured, hey, we'll just. We'll just ride down, you know. I broke a spoke on my back tire, wheel. And so we were kind of disappointed in that. Figured, well, we'll get it through to the bike shop in the morning. But that meant we had to stop and kind of set things up. And it was also after I had kind of gotten wet all day. It was a rainy day. And we had rain gear, but it wasn't all that great.
Sure.
And so we pull into the Florence Fred Meyer just to kind of get out of the water, out of the rain, and warm up and dry off a little bit. So we do, you know, we sit there, we eat, we drink coffee. We start feeling better about ourselves. But by the time we get outside again, it's all kind of just cold and wet and dark, like the sun has gone down.
Yep.
And...
had relationships like that.
Yep. So we rode
wet and dark
south through town, and in Florence there's a bridge.
I don't even know what that means. I'm sorry.
we can do a psychoanalysis after.
That's
right. Please don't.
There was a bridge that goes over the river, you know, like there's Florence downtown on the river, and then there's a bridge that goes south of there. And Honeyman State Park is like 2 miles, I think, from that bridge. But south of town there's no streetlights or anything.
Sure.
So we're riding on the shoulder. And cars are kind of like, you know, rolling through. But we can't see a damn thing, you know. We've got our headlights on and everything, but they're not piercing the darkness. There's not enough information to make, you know, educated decisions about what to do on the road. And so after a couple cars just blowing past us, we're going up a hill in the dark and, like, rolling off into the ditch, you know, and trying to figure out what's happening. And so we finally end up, instead of riding, we just get off of our bikes and walk in the dark and the rain with my shoes, like, squishing full of water for like, 2 miles. And so...
2 miles of walking?
Yep. Yep. But so,
that bites.
Just didn't... We didn't trust ourselves, you know. I mean, I had the bad wheel, and...
Yeah.
And Adele was, like, pretty legitimately, like, freaked out. You know, it wasn't just, like... I mean, I say freaked out, but I mean, it was... That would be trying for anybody to kind of be in the dark and not know if somebody was going to hit you or not. That was nuts. But
when semis blaze past you, I mean, it's really unnerving. When Candace and I were biking from Olympia, we got down to the 30. We were near the St. John's Bridge, and it was some of the heaviest rain I've ever biked in.
Yeah,
and like it starts pulling the sweat and oil out of your hair and running it into your eyes, and it stings like shit. And so your eyes are shut because you don't want to have to bike. But then you feel the wind gust of a semi passing by you on 30, and like you have to open them. And it's like I don't I'm not having fun anymore. I snapped between like clenching my teeth and bursting into laugh, like sort of a delirious laughter of like, this is dumb. I am miserable. My feet are full of, like, my shoes are full of water.
Yeah.
And yet I paired oddly look on back on that as like
one of the greatest times.
Yeah. It's a great memory. I'm telling it with a smirk.
Yeah. No, it's a,
yeah. Remember when it hurt in your eyeballs?
Irony of it all. Yeah. It's like those that was great. The worst moments are the best. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's pretty intense. What was, so sleeping in a swamp, I mean, was it like, was the, like, was the water seeping into your tent, that sort of thing?
When we woke up the next morning, we were just so shot, and we just went to bed, you know, like, and just crashed out. And the next morning, we woke up, we're like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like, you got to take care of that, because that's your home for the next day, you know. It's, so you have to, we had the tent sitting out on, the, trying to dry off, it's flapping in the wind.
How many panniers did you have on that that kind of trip?
I had four, well, I had two front and two back. And then the rack was pretty
well
stacked.
That's where your tent and
yeah, the tent and sleeping and bag and stuff. And you know, I had this uncanny, you know, I guess desire to bring like just copious amounts of books too. So I had a large amount of books as well.
Okay, if I
that's fine.
There you go. I like that.
Perfect.
Yeah, that's tricky stuff, man. Just I remember drying my laundry on the
yep.
And I mean the bucket panniers is what we would use, you know, and so yep. you could easily, you know, like tie stuff on and that sort of thing. But
yeah, you get pretty used to it, you know. It only takes a short period of time, and
it's muscle memory to snap it all back.
Yeah, exactly, you know, and that's about it. I remember like every morning, because I had the too small of a bag for my sleeping bag. And I remember, like, this is the most stressful thing I really had to deal with in the morning, was trying
like
to stick my
day.
Sleeping bag into this stuff. And it was, like, it was to the point where it's actually, like, man, I got to do. And I felt relief after I would get that thing in there. It was like,
phew.
I got it in. Now I can go for a bike ride.
Right. Yeah. Don't have to think about it all day long.
Exactly. But, well, that's what's great about trips like that, though, is like you mm-hmm. you know, your concerns are about these really simple things that, you know, it's not
it
like.
Put in perspective, it's like, again, the phrase of the night, oh, fuck it.
Exactly. Yeah. Or as Platt say, chill the fuck out.
Yeah, that's right. If you rewind three episodes, you'll catch.
Our friend Lewis. Yeah. I think he was the one that said, what, did you come up with the phrasing?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
He said, you know, plants, like, need you to, like, trust them and listen to them and, like, mm-hmm. be attentive to them as you're trying to grow them. And, like, their word to you is, okay, I'm cool, like, but I need you, but chill the fuck out. I know you want your vegetables and you're going to get that shit, but chill the fuck out.
Right, not for, like, another 8 months, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. It's all good, keep on loving me, but hey, baby, we cool.
Oh, man.
He was a
fantastic
sage. Yeah.
Is there any of that left, or is it?
Oh,
we killed it. Wow.
Brock has a little bit.
Oh, is there some of this block? Yeah, yeah.
I was sick.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah, sure.
So say, do you want to shoot this one?
No. I'm not that desperate. But yeah, I think this stuff came out really.
Man, it's really good.
I think so too.
It reminds me a lot of the Session Black, actually. Like, it's got a lot of the same.
Like, the maltiness of it kind of holds in that way, but like.
Yeah. The aftertaste, I guess. Like, it reminds me of drinking a session.
It's really. Not like the. I don't feel like the hops, or like the dominant flavor, and then the background is always barley and malt, mm-hmm. but I don't feel like it's they're fighting.
Yeah.
Which is really great. Sometimes it's like I get these weird waves back and forth of like those two, you know what I mean? Like,
sure,
like
yeah.
The hops are like, come on, I'm here, man. It's like, no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You experience them at different times.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Yep. I was thinking about rolling a cigarette. Would you like one?
I would love a cigarette.
All right.
In fact, I was about ready to ask.
It's about time. Yeah. I'd be happy to oblige.
Can I have a lavender?
Sure.